Uncertainty in supply or demand. The future is never as certain as plans describe, and cycle stock may prove to be insufficient. There will be fluctuations in both supply and demand. Inventory levels must be adequate to absorb the negative impact of disruptions and flexible enough to take advantage of the positive impact of opportunities that are likely to occur in their industries. Safety stock, or safety lead time, and hedge inventory aim at protecting against threats and enabling a business to take advantage of opportunities. Safety stock and safety lead time. Inventory threats arise from unanticipated demand, delayed or incomplete orders, unplanned interruptions in work processes, or damaged or defective stock. For example, a forecast may not have considered the impact of improved economic conditions and may consequently have misstated consumer demand during the next year. Materials and capacity plans are now incorrect, and production cannot meet the surprisingly strong demand. Shipments may be delayed in transit due to weather, traffic, carrier issues, or other causes. A product defect may require replacement, and this may draw inventory down unexpectedly. Inventory managers use safety stock to protect against these kinds of threats. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety stock in general as a quantity of stock planned to be in inventory to protect against fluctuations in demand or supply. A high level of safety stock helps ensure the ability to deliver service and avoid stockouts. However, it also increases costs related to inventory. Ordering early to reduce the risk of a supplier delay is another way to address inventory shortage risk. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety lead time as an element of time added to normal lead time to protect against fluctuations in lead time so that an order can be completed before its real need date. When used, the material requirements planning system, in offsetting for lead time, will plan both order release and order completion for earlier dates than it would otherwise. An advantage is that this method does not increase inventory levels, so using safety lead time is better for inventory with sporadic or uncertain demand. The inventory is held for longer, however, which does increase the inventory carrying cost by the number of extra days the inventory is held. Inventory carrying cost is addressed elsewhere. Hedge inventory. Hedge inventory is partially defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a form of inventory buildup to buffer against some event that may not happen. Hedge inventory planning involves speculation related to potential labor strikes, price increases, unsettled governments, and events that could severely impair a company's strategic initiatives. For example, businesses that rely on petroleum-based fuels will commonly build hedge inventories when they suspect that fuel prices may increase in the near future. They enter into contracts to purchase fuel at a specified rate. If prices rise above this rate, the companies have saved money. Hedge inventory can also be a competitive weapon. For example, in preparation for the release of its gold Apple Watch, Apple was rumored to have purchased 30% of the world's gold production. This secured its own resources, but also pressured its competitors in the luxury watch category. Apple applies this same tactic to buying transportation capacity, frequently purchasing almost all outbound shipment from its Chinese producers to support product launches and holiday sales. Hedge inventory offers benefits, but also carries higher risk and costs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary notes that because of this level of uncertainty and potential costs, top management approval is often required. This investment may also require offsetting investments that minimize losses if the hoped for outcomes do not materialize.